One very evident fact can be seen when one looks at the societies of the world in general. There are many unemployed and needy women in many countries of the world who suffer from violence and abuse. Yet for some reason, no lasting solution to this problem has been found. Yet this impasse stems entirely from the fact that the solution is being sought in the wrong place. As in all matters, the only solution lies in abiding by the moral values of the Quran. Many people are unaware of the importance and value Islam places upon women. These people who do not know this reality, as well as all others with insufficient knowledge of the Quran, try to protect their rights by working within their worldview, which follows the logic of unbelief. They are therefore unable to find a lasting solution. Islam attaches great importance to women. Through many verses of the Quran, God has placed women and women's rights under protection. In societies that live far removed from the moral values of the Quran, there are certain values to which people attach enormous importance and on which they expend enormous energy throughout their lives. Factors such as someone being rich and esteemed, having a particular career and becoming famous, or being physically attractive, are of the greatest importance for people who have adopted this false perspective. Although these criteria of superiority may vary from society to society, their broad lines are generally the same. At the root of ongoing discussions regarding women's proper role lie the very same wrong criteria. By applying their society's misguided tradition and self-made criteria, they continue to treat women as second-class citizens. Yet when we look at the Quran, we see that God reveals that taqwa, or piety, is the sole measure of superiority among human beings. O humanity, we created you from a male and a female, and made you into peoples and tribes, so that you might come to know each other. The noblest among you, in God's sight, is the one with the most taqwa. God is all-knowing, all-aware. Thus, those who measure superiority in terms of gender, physical strength, or any other value built upon unbelief are making a great mistake. The only superiority is that of faith and taqwa as revealed by God. Matters such as women's status in society, their importance to family life, and whether or not they should work, have been important subjects of debate all over the world for many years. Yet for a Muslim, women's place in society is crystal clear, because Islam states that men and women are fully equal. According to Islamic moral values, what matters is not whether someone is a man or a woman, but their devotion to God with a deep faith and awed fear, and their striving to abide by the moral values of the Quran. It is these characteristics of people that will be appreciated in the sight of God. For women who abide by Quranic moral values, the question is not one of striving for equality with men, but in competing to commit auspicious deeds. Such competition shows that believers spend their lives doing all in their power to obtain God's approval. In the Quran, God reveals that it is these endeavors that will bring people to the fore in this world and the next. Such people are truly racing toward good things, and they are the first to reach them. In the Quran, God emphasizes the importance of good behavior displayed towards mothers. Parents do their best to give their children a good education, a decent character, and teach them to act properly. A person must have respect for this altruism and appreciate the efforts made on his or her behalf. God advises people not to forget their parents' selfless devotion to them and to treat them equally well. Your Lord has decreed that you should worship none but Him and that you should show kindness to your parents. Whether one or both of them reach an old age with you, do not say "Ugh" to them out of irritation, and do not be harsh with them. Rather, speak to them with gentleness and generosity. Take them under your wing, out of mercy, with due humility, and say, "O Lord, show mercy to them as they did in looking after me when I was small."